Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commandments so that you may love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us. Amen. We live in a culture that is flooded with choices. Chocolate or vanilla? Carnivore or vegetarian? Oh wait, we live in California. Or vegan? Yoga, Pilates, or CrossFit? Urban, suburban, or rural? Beach or mountains? Eat in or eat out? Organic, or what's easiest on your pocketbook? Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, Jewish? Nonfiction or fiction? And perhaps more importantly, mysteries or bodice rippers? Camping or hotel? And here's one for the kids. It's for the adults too. Skippy or Jif? Whose house for the holiday? Where to go on vacation? At every turn, we are faced with choices practically every minute of our day. And I think it is important to realize the choices that we get to make given today's gospel readings. It's important to realize that we have a choice. Well, almost always we have a choice. The gospel reading we heard today is the second half of what we heard last week. And last week, just in case you weren't in church, we heard God is the vine and we are the branches. And as branches, we are called to live out the life of the vine and bear fruit. In this week, we hear that the reason we are the branches is because of God's love for us. And today's reading is about how we are to respond to that love. Now, I reminded us a few weeks ago that when as a word is repeated, we need to pay attention. So if you were listening carefully today, you would have heard joy was said twice, abide was said three times, and love in these few short verses, nine times. Jesus tells us that we're to abide in God's love and that God has chosen us. We haven't chosen God. The disciples actually didn't choose to follow Jesus. Jesus chose them to follow him. God has not chosen us, though, because we are the best or the most pious or the best prayers or the righteous followers. No. God has chosen all of us, each and every human being of God's creation, because, in short, God loves us. He loves us because he chooses to love us. There is no reason, and there is nothing that we can do to be deserving of God's love, and maybe more important, we can't escape God's love even if we want to, because it just is. God loves each and every one of us. And the one thing we have no choice about is about being loved by God. But we do get a choice in how we choose to respond to that love. And for that, we can turn to our reading in Acts. Now, last week we had, I love Easter, we get to read all the stories of how the disciples figure all this out. Anybody remember last week's story from Acts? Batting 1,000 with the 8 o'clockers, awesome. So last week it was Philip baptizing a eunuch, a man who would not normally be part of the Jewish community, much less studying the Word of God. But we see Philip approach this man who just wants to understand, and a miracle of baptism happens right there. And then this week we witness Peter preaching, and the presence of the Holy Spirit calls the community to be far more inclusive than Peter is actually comfortable with. Yet Peter, when faced with the choice to let the Gentiles in or keep those Gentiles out, Peter chooses, through the Holy Spirit, to share the love of God, to share how to encounter the grace that comes with God's love, to share the experience in abiding. Now, letting these Gentiles in may not sound radical to us, but in Peter's time, it didn't get much more radical than that. And as Christians, quite frankly, as people who live in a Western culture, we are constantly faced with choices about how we respond to God's love because of the multiplicity of other choices we have. When we have something challenging us, where is God present in how we choose to respond? Think about how our lives are changed when we put God in the middle of making our budgets or monetary decisions. Think about how many times we have multiple offers to do things on Sunday morning, and putting God in the middle of that choice, it can be such a challenge. Because there's brunch and soccer and, you know, work and golf. I don't know what that is, but I hear about it. Now, let me be clear, there's not a correct answer to each of these questions, to each choice, in that if you put God in the middle, you're going to choose rightly or wrongly. But it's acknowledging that to respond honestly to God's love for us, when we respond honestly, we put God in the midst of our choices. No matter what it is we are choosing or what decision we make. And to that end, I want to turn to baptism and confirmation. Now, the norm in the Episcopal Church used to be to get confirmed around 12 or 13 years old. How many of you was that? Yeah, got some takers on that one? Now, how many of you were ready to make an adult decision at 12 or 13? Yeah, Julian, you and I, that's why we get along, buddy, because I was right there with you, totally. I actually had to beg my dad to let me get confirmed. But somewhere in middle school seems to be the age. But here at St. Cross, when we thought about it, we began to choose to do confirmation for our youth differently. Because you see, confirmation is an adult proclamation of your baptism. It's when the bishop lays hands on you to confirm your commitment through your baptismal covenant to Christ for the rest of your life. And so at St. Cross, we don't let our youth, or we don't generally have our youth go through confirmation class until after their pilgrimage. And that's whether they go on pilgrimage or not. Everybody can get confirmed. But we wait until they're 16 or 17 or 18 years old to make their own individual choices to whether or not they get confirmed. They each can choose if they want to own the faith they have been raised in. Now, some of the parents wish that I would do it at 12 or 13 because it makes the choice easier. But we don't do that. You see, participation in the Christian community is a choice. God's love isn't a choice, but how we abide in that love is a choice. And sometimes participation in the Christian community is easy and joyous and joyful, and sometimes it's hard and heart-wrenching. But it is always a choice. And today in our gospel, we hear Jesus inviting us to abide in God's love. And so today, you guys, there you are. So today, we're going to do something that we wouldn't normally be doing in the middle of May, but we're going to baptize one of our youth so that she can get confirmed in 2 weeks. No, next week. With the rest of her community, because it's about being in community. So as you reach for your blue prayer book and open up to page 300, I want to remind you to choose Christian community. Choose Jesus. Choose to abide in God's love and to support one another, from the babies to the children, to our youth and our young adults and our older adults, and even Audrey Wing, who's 90 years old today. Choose to support one another as we walk our abiding in love and God together. Amen.